Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It's 9:03 a.m. on Thursday, July 27, 2017. This meeting is being held in the Commission Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Call the meeting to order. First item on the agenda is public comment period. Is there anyone wish to address the Commission, individuals or groups, for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission? I see none. Move on to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is consider approving open and closed special commission minute meetings of June 19, 2017. This is an action item. I recognize Commissioner Pirro.
I move to approve the open and closed special commission meeting minutes of June 19, 2017.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion? Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, the motion passes unanimously. Both sets of minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is considering amending administrative rules. These are action items. I'll turn to Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. I'm going to introduce the following proposed rule amendments for the Commission to consider adopting. The rules were published in the Utah Bulletin on June 15, 2017, and the public comment period ended on July 17, 2017. We have received no public comments. The first is Rule R-861-1A-20, Time of Appeal. The proposed amendment deletes duplicative language and clarifies current tax commission practice that a petition for adjudicative action must be received in the Tax Commission offices no later than 30 days from the date of the action that creates the right to appeal. Any questions?
Seeing no questions. No questions from commissioners. I will then turn to Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R-861-1A-20, Time of Appeal.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously, and that will then adopt the rule as proposed. Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. The second is Rule R-861-1A-42, Waiver of Penalty and Interest for Reasonable Cause. The proposed amendment clarifies that if a taxpayer first requests a waiver of unpaid penalties or interest in an appeal to the Commission, the taxpayer is not required to provide certain information that would be required if the waiver request were for penalty and interest that the taxpayer had paid. This correlates with the current Tax Commission practice.
Thank you. Questions on this particular proposed change to our rules? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell.
Thanks. I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R-861-1A-42, Waiver of Penalty and Interest for Reasonable Cause.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. This rule is also adopted.
Thank you. The third is Rule R-865-9I-54, Renewable Energy Credit Amount. In the 2017 General Session, House Bill 23 repeals the discretionary rulemaking authority of the Tax Commission under Section 5910-1014. Although the discretionary rulemaking authority of the Tax Commission remains under Section 5910-1106, no rule is necessary under that section. Rule R-362-2, Renewable Energy Systems Tax Credits, provides guidance for the credits under Sections 5910-1014 and 5910-1106.
Thank you. Questions on this proposed change? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R-865-9I-54, Renewable Energy Credit Amount.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. This Rule is also adopted. Commissioner Rockwell.
The fourth is Rule R873-22M2, documentation required and procedures to follow to register or title certain vehicles. The proposed amendment deletes references to affidavits where affidavits are no longer required. It updates the proof of notice required to title or register a vehicle foreclosed by advertisement to match current statutes. It clarifies longstanding agency practice to require an indemnification agreement in all cases when satisfactory documentary evidence of ownership is lacking and the applicant has exhausted all normal means of obtaining evidence of ownership, and it makes technical changes.
Thank you, Commissioner. Questions on this particular proposed change? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R873-22M2, documentation required and procedures to follow to register or title certain vehicles.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. This amendment is also adopted. Final rule, Commissioner Rockwell.
The final rule is Rule R873-22M16, authorization to issue a certificate of title. The proposed amendment deletes language that appears in Tax Commission Rule R873-22M2. It deletes references to affidavits where affidavits are no longer required. It clarifies Tax Commission practice with respect to issuance of title when there is an assignment of a lien holder, and it makes technical changes.
Thank you. Questions on this proposed amendment? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R873-22M16, authorization to issue a certificate of title.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Votes in favor. Debate on the motion? Seeing no debate. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. This amendment is also adopted. That completes that portion of our work. The next item is publication revisions. Publication 5, sales tax information for vehicle and watercraft. Who's going to be making this presentation? Anyone?
I can say something briefly on
Would
it.
Would you please? Just give us a summary on it. I've reviewed it, so I know what the...
Yeah, I mean, I believe that this is just an area where after the rent center case was issued, we reviewed our administrative rule and decided that the rule could be read harmoniously with the rent center case and that no rule change needed to be made. However, at that time, we did not review the publication. And in the course of doing research on a PLR, we found that some changes needed to be made to Publication 5 in order to conform with the Rent-A-Center case, and these changes accomplish that purpose.
Thank you. Specifically, it changes, the majority of the changes are on page 2 of that publication, and having reviewed those, I believe that those more accurately reflect the Rent-A-Center case holding. This is not an action item. This is just for public comment period. If there's anyone who wishes to make a public comment on these proposed changes, I see none. We'll move forward then with the publication without taking action from the commission. Next is commissioner reports. Does any commissioner wish to address the commission, give a report on anything that they're working on? Let me give one quick one. I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky next week. I'll be there at the annual meeting of the Multistate Tax Commission. I am looks very likely I'll be elected chairman of the Multistate Tax Commission next week. My term will run for 1 year. And after that, hopefully I'll pass the gavel to somebody else. But it's an honor for the state of Utah to be able to head up the Multistate Tax Commission with its members and its associate members and its affiliates. And so I'm glad to be able to serve that. I informed the governor's office about this a couple months ago that looked like it was going to happen, and have the blessing of the governor's office. And he indicates his appreciation for the commissioners who kind of keep things working at home while we do national work as well. That's the Commission Chair's report. We'll turn now to the Executive Director. Mr. Conover, do you have anything you wish to address the Commission about?
Mr. Chairman, just a little bit of an update. First of all, it's good to be here on a beautiful morning with all the electricity that was in the air last night. No one was taking advantage of that electricity. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to appear before our Appropriations Subcommittee. We had a good turnout on that committee. At that point in time, we had a full quorum of senators, and the House members were a little bit light. That was unusual, according to the chair. But we presented our, quote, deep dive into our budget process, an overview of the agency. We gave that overview, and we went through the appropriations of how we receive our budget and how it is used, and mentioned to them that we do not have any special programs or giveaways, only the pass-throughs. I just want to report to the Commission that you folks and this agency has done a very good job in informing this particular committee. The chairs and the participants of the committee, representatives and senators, were very complimentary of the Tax Commission, willing to do anything they could to assist us at any time. Chairman Sandal, he gave a couple of examples where he had had interface in the last few months with the Tax Commission and gave us high praise. And so I just wanted to thank the commissioners and for your support and direction as we move forward in not only in these subcommittees, but the relationship and the due diligence you give to the legislators and to the governor's office. I also had the opportunity to represent the commission up in Logan with Senator Hilliard, and what a nice guy. Had Senator Howard Stevenson there and a bunch of the representatives in that part of the country, state, and also some citizens. And again, the Tax Commission was well received and well respected. And this goes to show the rapport that you folks have as well as this agency. Just want to say it's a pleasure to work with you, and it's a pleasure to work in an agency that is well respected, and the staff that we have in this agency, I could not ask for better people, both from a professional, a technical, and a representative position. I think our management teams in every one of our divisions is exceptional. Their middle management is right there, knowing what we need to do and how to do it in a timely manner. And it's just a pleasure, and I'm proud to work in the Tax Commission. And that's my report. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you. Any questions of our Executive Director? See none. Thank you very much for your report. That completes our work for the Commission meeting this morning. Any other items to be brought before the Commission?
Move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Recognize Commissioner Cragen for the motion to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule it passes. We are adjourned.